Hare Krishna, it's just in my readings of Chaitanya Charitamrita, I had a realization or understanding of our line or the way to recognize, appreciate our line. Namely coming from Srila Prabhupada, through Srila Prabhupada, for all the members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. And I'll try to explain, because I'm just sort of formulating it into words myself, my thoughts into words. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are several instances where devotees become recognized by dint of the recognized as followers of their spiritual master by dint of the type of devotion they exhibit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had reached the other side of India, the western side, and he met Rangapuri, who was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And Rangapuri saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing and chanting in ecstasy. And so afterwards, Rangapuri came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he said, "Who are you?" He said, you must have some kind of connection with Madhavendra Puri, because no one can exhibit this type of ecstatic love unless they have some connection with Madhavendra Puri." And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then identified himself as a disciple of Ishwara Puri. So he's a grand disciple. Similar incident, but from another direction, took place when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Mathura. And when he went to Mathura, then he was dancing in ecstasy in, I think, Keshavji temple. And then this Brahman, he's only known or identified as Mathura Brahman. This Mathura Brahman also started to chant and dance in ecstasy. And at the end of the kirtan, then they embraced, and Lord Chaitanya asked him, "Well, who are you?" He says, "No one can have kind of ecstatic love that you're exhibiting unless they have a connection with Madhavendra Puri." And and then the Brahmin said, "Yes, I'm a disciple. When Madhavendra Puri was visiting Mathura, then he came and stayed at my house and took prasadam at my house, and I asked him to give me initiation." So again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, no one can exhibit this type of ecstatic love unless they're connected with Madhavendra Puri, who is the root of spontaneous devotional service." Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the root, but in terms of our sampradaya, it's traced like that. And so my sort of meditation has been that we're also followers of Srila Prabhupada, and we see that Prabhupada, in terms of having come to the Western world and then traveled around the world, exhibited a very unique mood of devotional service of Krishna consciousness, which Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita is not there with his godbrothers. In that, Srila Prabhupada took very seriously the mission of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. And of course, the ecstatic love or the ecstatic mood of devotion may be present in all bona fide Gaudiya lines. However, this particular mood, which is characteristic of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because we see how Lord Chaitanya, wherever he traveled, he just preached constantly. He was always talking about Krishna, getting others to chant Hare Krishna. And that ecstatic mood, the ecstatic, selfless mood of traveling all over the world, preaching Krishna consciousness, taking all kinds of risks on Krishna's behalf. This was characteristic only of Srila Prabhupada. And therefore, it then becomes a characteristic trait of the followers of Krishna consciousness. In other words, everyone who is a follower of Srila Prabhupada should manifest the same type of mood. I say should because it's not necessarily automatic, although if one is a real follower, then one will be blessed by that same type of mood, that same type of devotion. It's part of the mantras, or at least the potency is within the mantras that we chant. Because when one receives Hare Krishna mantra and the Gayatri mantra, then it's not just the words, but the actual bhava, or the mood, is also there. For instance, in Brahma Gayatri, so many people chant Brahma Gayatri, and for them, it means so many things. Some people are Durga worshippers are chanting Brahma Gayatri, and sun worshippers, and demigod worshippers, and those who are worshipping Lord Narayan, but we also chant it. But we chant it with a different understanding and a different mood. That understanding and mood comes down through the line, through the parampara. But you have to be able to unlock it. You have to be able to unlock it by being surrendered to that same mood and surrendered to one's predecessor. And this was, for instance, the example of Ramachandra Puri. He was the example of someone who doesn't unlock it, who doesn't represent the same mood of Madhavendra Puri. Ramachandra Puri was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, but he was a Mayavadi. He didn't really understand the teachings of his spiritual master. He didn't know the value, obviously, of the mantras that he received, and so he ended up actually becoming an aparadi, what to speak of someone who was really representative of Madhavendra Puri's mood of pure devotional service. So it's not automatic, but rather the opportunity is there for followers of Srila Prabhupada to really be representing the mood, but they also have to take responsibility and they have to be open, they have to understand and study that mood in order to be recipient of a thing. It's just like if someone is giving away great wealth somewhere, other people may be, I don't know, distributing lesser wealth or some grains. But you have to take it. If you're not taking the great wealth that you're given, then you remain a pauper. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada is distributing this unique mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching movement, accepting which it becomes much easier to actually perfect the ecstatic mood, spontaneous ecstatic mood that Madhavendra Puri represented, because it's coming through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You get it by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, and by taking responsibility for spreading Krishna consciousness, one becomes a recipient of the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which includes that ecstatic mood of the Brijbasis, which otherwise is very, very difficult to access. One has to already be very pure-hearted, one should actually be liberated, then one becomes a qualified recipient. So a thought as to what it means to be in Srila Prabhupada's line. Hare Krishna.